and waited out the time until we were ready to leave. And I'm looking at the clock. It's 11 o'clock, so okay, I'm going to keep you hanging, but if you're ready for joy and bliss, that's where we're going. And the rest of the story is just too incredible. You're just not going to believe it. So anyway, let's take care of the end of the hour, wrap it up, roll it around. It's not going to take too long. We'll be right back at you, and we'll finish up the Boys Are Back story. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I'm just not even going to go through the rest of the spiel. I'm just too excited to show the rest of the story. It's a Martha and Robin Sunday, and Mount Shasta Mystic, Robin Alexis, is here with me. And before we get carried away, you can hear Robin every Wednesday on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, noon to 1 o'clock here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. I believe it is rebroadcast on Thursday evenings about 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, Robin?
No, they've switched it out. Now it's on Sundays at 1.
Oh, Sundays at 1. It's after us.
Yeah, there's a show from 12 to 1, and then we come on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, there's a new show starting, I think, next week. But anyway, you were running a special today. Do you still have any special one-on-ones left, or have they all been snapped up?
No, we actually have one left, Mom.
One so left. All right.
If anyone's interested in a special one-on-one phone reading for only $159.
Normally $395 and $195 for Soul Spa members, so a hot deal, folks.
Yes, and you can call right now at 310-691-6357. That's 310-691-6357. Bob will answer the phone immediately, or you can email me at robin@robinalexis.com, and Bob will be standing by to take your information there. So there's only one more reading left. I hope somebody
snaps it up. It's a great deal, folks. And I will tell you, Robin is one of the most incredibly gifted mystics and healers that I have ever known. And if you heard the early stories this morning about her 9/11 experiences, pretty incredible. But she's very, very gifted, and I think you will get a lot out of it. I also, before I get back to my story, I want to thank Evelyn for her email. And Evelyn, I know I owe you a phone call because you called. You wanted to talk about raw food for your kitties. And there is going to be a little raw food coming up in the rest of this story. This is why I haven't called you back, because I've been so busy with this. Call and bug my voicemail because I do want to talk to you. All right. So I am telling you my special story. Peg from Olympia, bless her heart. And then after this all went down, Peg said, I have no idea why I did this. And I said, I do, for heaven's sakes. And we didn't realize that Robin reminded me that Scooty had told me quite some time ago that an Animal World listener would alert me to his return.
Yes.
And I had totally forgotten that. But anyway, Peg, you got the message. Thank you very much. And Peg told me the story. She said she was sitting in the vet office waiting for, her dog to get his laser treatment, and she was playing with her new smartphone. She said, I have no idea why I decided to search Abyssinians, but I did, and this came up. And she said, so now you can't bash smartphones anymore, so... I have to be grateful. See, there is a balance here. I'm grateful for smartphones. I'm just not getting one. Okay? So, I'm waiting to be able to go see these little Abby boys. And I've talked to Robin. I've talked to Kim now. And so, I get in my car. And I have to tell you, spirit often speaks to me in music. And when I get in my car and I start driving, I turn on the radio. The song that comes on is My Everlasting Love. And I just, my body's vibrating. And I knew immediately that was a message that this was right and this was happening. So off I go. Fortunately, I actually made it to Snohomish and to their house. I walked in their house, and oh my gosh, this was just great, because their house was a total mess and chaotic. So these kittens are raised in all kinds of commotion. They had staring at me and wiggling at me through the glass door on their deck. The first thing I see, a big, huge yellow lab. So, Kim, you were right. It's just not coming to me, but it was a big, huge yellow lab, and then a bunch of little dogs, and then they have crazy kids, and she had all kinds of cats. And when she had confined the two babies so that she'd know where they were, and I could meet them. And so one of them was born in May, one of them was born in June. So one's larger and a month older, but they're very small, very, very small. And now Abby's tend to be small, skinny kittens anyway, but these are particularly small. So instead of looking like 3 to 4 month old kittens, they look more like a 6 and a 9 week old kittens. They're quite small. But, oh, my God, are they piss and vinegar models, I'll tell you. Bounce them off the walls. And so she lets them out of the cage. And out the larger one, starts motoring me and bumping and rubbing and motoring and marching. The little one goes flying into the kitchen, jumps up on the counter, and goes right to the stove and starts scarfing the pizza that's on the stove. Well, this is typical ruddy Abyssinians. And I have to tell you, folks, I believe more than ever now that one has not fully lived life if you have not raised ruddy Abyssinian kittens. They are like no others. So anyway, it took about 2 seconds for me to realize these were the kittens, these were right. I stayed and had a wonderful chat with this gal. She doesn't show. She's kind of being shunned by show breeders and that kind of stuff. A very new at it, has only been doing Abbeys for about 6 years, and didn't know about the Pleckner syndrome and all of that sort of thing. These boys don't have the red gum lines. I think their mothers are two different mothers, same father. And the father does not have the Pleckner syndrome. I think the moms probably do, but I think that's why the kittens are clean. But she is so ripe for information, and she wants to be educated. She wants to work with me and Dr. Bill and Dr. Al and breed out the Pleckner imbalance in her Abyssinian lines, and I'm so excited about that. So we're going to end up serving Abbeys and cats and all of this at the same time. Anyway, so I decided one of them right there. She even gave me a deal for buying two. So we arranged that I would go home and get everybody prepared, get G-Man and Sophie prepared, and set up everything. And then I would go back on Friday, day before yesterday, and pick them up at 2 o'clock. And that's what I did. I went back on Friday. And, of course, G-Man said, no problem, I'm ready. And Sophie said, huh? And Kim warned me. She said, now Sophie is going to be really hard on these kittens. And I said, well, you know, that doesn't surprise me because Mohaka raised these kittens before. Mohaka raised Scooty when she was 2, and then she was 4 when the Blue Boys came in, and she just knocked the you-know-what out of them, upside down and backwards. And the only thing they respected on the planet when they were bouncing off the wall brand Abby babies was Mohaka. And so I said, that doesn't surprise me at all, but I'll watch her and make sure that she knows how to be gentle with them and all that good stuff. So I went back Friday afternoon, and I brought home the breeder was feeding Free Choice crappy dry food and occasional crappy grocery store canned food. But I took her a sample. She wanted me to bring a sample of the raw food that I feed, and I told her I would be switching them over to raw food as soon as possible. And I actually told her, I said, I had raw food thawing at home, and that as soon as I got home and got them settled, I would offer them some raw food. And if they scarfed it, which, you know, baby Abbeys should do because they're all chow hounds, that they would never have a bite of dry food again. And we did all the business, collected the two boys. And, oh, and I have to say, Scooty and Jilpy moved right in. And by the time I got home Thursday evening after seeing them, Robin had already emailed me saying, they're already in the bodies. Okay.
Yeah, I sent that to you as you were there.
Yeah, as I was there, they popped in. Because as soon as I said, yep, I'm taking them, boom. And I, you know what? I am so comfortable with all of this, and I so believe it, that I told everything. I mean, the first day, I told everything to the breeder. I said, you may think I'm nuts, but, you know, this is the way it is. And I said, you know, don't be surprised that if you notice a change in these kittens overnight, because the souls are swapping out. The souls that were born in these kittens are stepping out, and my boys are stepping in. And she said, well, what's going to happen to them? I said, don't worry about it. They're just stepping out of body, and they're coming back in the next litter. So she'll get those soul vibrations back in kittens in the next litter. But, you know, my Jilpy and Scoots moved in. So Friday, you know, I got them. And I have to tell you, this is, oh, gosh, this is so special. Remember, Spirit speaks to me in music. So I put them into the carrier I had brought with a cat bed in the carrier. And what you need to know is that this was the same carrier and the same baby bed that I picked Scooty up in at Pandora's Box from Margie on Vashon 16 years ago. In fact, I had bought the crate just to pick up Scooty. And I bought the baby bed for Scooty while I was at Pandora's Box picking him up 16 years ago. Same crate, same bed. I used the same crate and the same baby bed when I picked up the Blue Boys G-Man and Jilps from Margie. So it's the same crate, same baby beds from 16 and 14 years ago. They're in the crate. I put them in the front seat of my Mini, just like I did in the truck all those years ago. I get into the car, and I turn it on, and the song that's playing is Now That I Found You, I'll Never Let You Go. I love you so, I'll build my world around you. Oh, man. And then you got to know that before I left, when I put on her earrings, because I was so excited, I invited my mother, who's on the other side, I invited my mother to come along. So the second song that played is Love Flows Where My Rosemary Goes. And that, of course, is my mom's name. So, gosh, I'm crying the whole way home. I am so excited. I can hardly stand it. I get home and set them up, you know, in the extra room. And when I get them out of the crate, I mean, Scooty is the older one and a little larger, because Scooty was older and larger than Jopie. And Scooty, oh, my God, he wrapped his paws around me, and he bumped and rubbed me just like he used to. He motored in my ears, and he motored and motored and motored and bumped and rubbed and motored. And then little Jopie, because he was a pistol from the day one, even in his last time, he's like a bounce-em-off-the-wall guy. We hadn't quite decided what their names were going to be the day before, because I asked them, you know, did they want their old names? Did they want to be Scooty and Jopie again, or did they want new names? And on the way home, we decided on their, they decided that they'd like to keep their old names so that I could call them all of the same nicknames that I called them, but they wanted new names. And because they're baby Abbeys, and baby Abbeys bounce off the walls and the ceilings and everything, you have not seen energy and experienced energy until you've experienced ruddy Abyssinian kittens. I call them dogs and monkeys in cougar suits, and that's just scratching the surface. And I thought, you know, I wrote a whole series on raising kittens and doing cats as I was raising, you know, in the New Spirit Journal. www.newspiritjournal.com. You know, I write a regular column. I wrote a whole series this last fall on raising kittens, about raising Sophie. That was just a warm-up, folks. Not even close to raising Abyssinian kittens. I mean, oh my gosh. They are nonstop. They are either full tilt boogie on or off. There's like no in between. And anyway, so we decided on their names are Ping and Pong. Ping, a.k.a. Boot Scootin' Boogie, and Pong, a.k.a. Jilpa Jilpy Jumpin' Bean. And so they've got their old names, they've got their new names, and they are happy little campers. And I just can't tell you what a delight this is. Now, I set them up in their tent, and I decided, they both have a little kind of upper respiratory, a little sneezy thing, and I said, you know, there's no way I'm keeping them separate. Everybody's going to have to integrate all at once, so we're just doing a lot of healing energy on everybody. We've made an appointment. They'll be seeing Dr. Bill on Tuesday to get checked out. And so as soon as then I opened the door, G-Man came in he did a little chortle, brr, 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 bumped and rubbed all over the tent and said, welcome home. Brr, 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 brr. Sophie came in a little shy at first, not sure. She was a little puffed at first. And then I left the room for a minute, came back in. She's laying nose to nose with them through the tent, which is kind of a tent with a mesh. And so she won't move. G-Man, after he bumps and rubs the whole tent, he gets up on the bed on the couch right above their little tent. And so, I got everything in and settled. Got the raw food, because I get the raw food turkey mix from Natural Pet Pantry. It's delivered for free. So she delivers it frozen once a month, and I had thawed some fresh, so it was room temperature, a little bowl dish, put it in the tent, and little Pong, Jopie, oh my God, he couldn't pig it fast enough. And then Ping Scooty took a little bit longer to try it and watch Pong eat, and then pretty soon he was pigging. They've been pigging raw food ever since. I made a decision because the breeder said, well, you know, won't they get upset and get diarrhea if you switch it right away? And I said, well, usually if you switch from crappy to high quality, it's not a problem. It's if you do reverse that causes a problem. But anyway, they've been pigging raw food ever since. Put the dry food away. They will never have a bite of dry food, not in my house ever again. And they've been totally on the raw food. Their poops are perfect and formed, and, you know, they dig the little china and are great. And that's the other thing, the other really cool thing about that. I was thinking, I'm going to have to switch them from regular cat litter over to the wood pellets. Not a problem. The breeder was already using the same wood pellets that I use. You know, the El Cheapo wood pellets from, you know, the feed store for pet bedding. So they already know how to use the wood pellet litter. That's all in place. And I'll tell you, so after that, I just opened up and let them out. What you need to know about little ruddy Abbeys is Abbeys, you know, are very closely bred genetically wild. To wild, and they are not aggressive, but they can defensive. And these guys are well socialized, you know, with cats, with dogs, with everything. But they know if you startle them or you get too tough, they already do the best little Halloween cat, you know, puff up. And so that intimidated Sophie a little bit. But one of the most fascinating things is that Sophie has changed since Thursday night because, you know, Sophie was really a combination of Mohawk and Jopie. And now that Mohawka has the body all to herself, she has become totally Mohawka, and she is behaving like Mohawka did in her last lifetime with me. And which is very different than when she was combination. And the interesting thing is that when I'm not thinking about it and I just start talking to her, I don't call her Sophie anymore. I call her Mohawka or Huckabee, which is what I used to call her. And she is raising these babies just like she did before. And, you know, she what was really strange is that she wasn't having a whole lot to do with Ping Scooty. But she was all over Pong Jopie. And they are like Mutt and Jeff and a racetrack all around the house and up the post and down the post and all is all over the place. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, what is going on here? And Spirit said, well, remember, they've been in and out of the same body together for 14 months. They already, you know, they've already been, so duh. So Sophie and Pong are like Mutt and Jeff. All over the place. Ping Scooty is all over me. But I'll tell you, I'm not getting much done. I'm having to force myself to get work done and to go off to the Swift night out yesterday and all that sort of thing. But they're perfect little boys because they're used to being confined when they aren't being supervised. And that's the drill. And Sophie at first said, well, they're getting my tent and my room. And I said, remember, it's just like raising you. When you were a baby, you had to be in the tent unless I was supervising and you got closed in the room. They're babies. They're getting raised in the same way. And she said, oh, okay, I get it. And G-Man makes sure he knows where they are all the time, and he chortles at them, and he's kind of the kingpin. And I've learned from my past mistakes that I'm making sure that I'm giving plenty of extra attention to G-Man and Sophie. So that they don't, and every time I see G-Man, I'm kissing him on the lips, you know, and stuff. So he's really good, and I'm giving Sophie lots of attention. But last night is the first night she didn't sleep in bed, because Mohawka never slept in bed. She spends a lot of her time out in the cat run. Well, Mohawka spent 95% of her time in the cat run, so it's amazing to see. The behavior's changed as the souls have switched out. I mean, I'm really blown away by this. Isn't it amazing, Robin?
The quantum physics, the synchronicity, the fact that the soul is eternal and comes in and out of bodies. I mean, this is just such a fascinating story, and you speak it so well, Martha. It's very easy to follow, even though it's multi-lifetime.
Yeah, but, well, thank you, and I'm so glad, and that's why I guess the Masters wanted me to share this today. I had to, because this is what's going on, and I'll tell you what, I am on cloud nine. I am in heaven on earth. I can't imagine being in more joy and bliss. And if you have not experienced ruddy Abyssinian kitten, and there's a difference between reds and blues or fawns and ruddies. Ruddies are exceptional. And let me give you, I had just raised Sophie. And Sophie is still, I called her Ninja Cat. But, Ninja Cat was Jilpy in Sophie. Ninja Cat is gone now because it's Mohaka that's in there. And she has totally changed now that she has her whole body. And I tell you, I have profusely thanked her for the incredible gift she gave me. I mean, how incredible is that when she felt my pain and when she acknowledged that I would rather have Jilpy back than Mohawk? She let Jilpy come into her body. So I am still thanking her profusely for that gift. And she totally gets it. But she's so happy to have her own body back now. But here's an idea of the energy. Now Mohaka, or even Sophie, even as a kitten, getting out the interactive toys, it would take maybe, at her youngest point, it would take maybe 20, 30 minutes max to flat cat her. I call that, you've worn them out, they lay on the floor and they're puffing. Okay, and now at 14 months old, before the ping and pong came, she was flat catted in 10 minutes. So I would do her a few times a day, but 10 minutes did it. Give you an idea of ruddy Abyssinians. Last night, I got home from a swift night out, and about quarter to eight, at about 9 o'clock, I was ready, at about quarter, I let them out, and they helped me unpack and get all coordinated, and they woke up and were on. They pigged out and ate. Then they started playing. And they were playing with, if they weren't playing with Sophie, they were playing with each other, in and out. I got out the interactive toys. I got out the kitty tees, which is the little denim thing on the string attached to the wand stick, so that we play back and forth. And they zoom and they zoom and they pounce and they chase. A solid 45 minutes later, my feet are hurting from standing on the hardwood floor in one place. Mohaka, or Sophie, now see, I keep calling her Mohaka now. Sophie is, after 5 minutes, is flat catting. After solid 45 minutes of them going full tilt boogie, they are still going, and I'm exhausted. So I stop the game, and then they are either playing with each other or they're chasing. And Sophie has her, because she's just wanted somebody to chase her. She chases them. They chase her in and out. So they're either chasing Mohaka, Sophie, one way or the other, up and down, or they're chasing and playing each other. And that started at like 9 o'clock. They didn't even slow. Well, they took a timeout. When did they jump up on the counter and eat some raw food and then back at it again? They didn't even think about slowing down until 11:47 p.m. Okay, but I'll tell you what, I am having a ball, and they are so smart. It was when I brought them home Friday. I have to tell you, once they were worn out, they discovered the bed and got up in the bed. And little Jilpy was always a marcher. Jilpy and G were marchers on the fake sheepskin on the bed. March, 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 march before they settled down to sit. Well, you said this little Pong, who is small enough, even at 3 months, to fit in my palm. When he gets on that sheepskin, he starts a little march, march, march. Oh, my God, it's so cute. It's to die for. March, 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 and motor, 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 motor. And the neat thing about Abbeys, they bond stronger with other species of animals and humans than any other breed of cat I know. And so when they slowed down and Friday, I laid down on the bed with them. They got up and they get up and they motor and they buzz and they bump and they rub and they snuggle in and they ooey gooey ooey all over the place. And then yesterday evening when we laid down on the bed and G-Man was curled up on the bed. Well, remember they all used to pretzel up together in their previous lifetimes. Well, G-Man's there. Pong comes in. That's little Jilpy, who was G-Man's twin brother. He pretzels right up with G. G lets him. Pong comes in, motor, and then lays right on top of G. So I have a three Abby pretzel going in the bed, and I curl up with him, and we're all hugging and motoring and all that kind of stuff. And, oh, my God, I am in heaven on earth. They are the cutest things. I am absolutely loving because it's so fun. They're so intelligent. I just have to tell them this is this. And when they come into new bodies like that, there are a lot of... they remember some stuff, and you see the traits and the karmic patterns that have come through from the lifetime before, but because they're in new bodies, they have to relearn some things. But I'll tell you how cool their memory is. Yesterday, before I left for Swift's Night Out, Scotty had called because he was coming to Swift's Night Out, and... Robin, you'll love this because this is going to happen when you and I talk for the first time when they're with me. But because Scooty used to do this for you too, Scooty used to motor my dear friends on the phone. You know, I loved it. Yeah. Well, he motors you in your ear. He did anyway. Not even, you don't need a phone because you're so psychic. But okay, so I sat down on a chair in the kitchen when Scotty called, and I was talking to him on the phone. Well, this hadn't happened before, but ping, Scooty came running into the room and jumped into my lap. And then climbed right up to the phone, and I heard clear as a bell, Scooty saying, "I'm going to motor Scotty again." So I put, so he went right to the phone and started motoring Scotty in the phone. How cool is that? So see, some things they remember, some things they have to be taught again about where they can go and where they can't. But there are, oh, God, I could go on and on and on and on. They are so much fun. So much fun. You haven't lived if you haven't raised a ruddy Abyssinian baby, and I can't wait to get home. And consequently, if you need me for animal behavior therapy or help or all that kind of stuff, bug my voicemail because I'm up to my eyeballs in ruddy Abyssinian babies. My boys are back, and I could not be more delighted. And thank you, Robin, for all of your help. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, all my friends and everybody. Well, I'm so happy. So, let's go ahead and stay on schedule. Take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, it is the most important part of the show. And then we'll come back and figure out what we're going to do for the rest of the show. Which isn't much. Sorry I took so long. It was a long story, but I think it was important for you to know all the players and how it all is shaking out. And I had fun telling the whole story. Because that's where I am right now. I'm so in love. I am so in love, I can hardly stand it. Anyway, Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Remember to mark your calendar. We will be doing a live remote broadcast from Jones & Company on Sunday, October 2nd, during their fabulous annual blowout sale. So I hope you will come and join us. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. Phone number is 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Manson Mitchell, Mastery and Mystery, on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. 50 years ago this month, Betty and Barney Hill took a weekend trip to Canada.
By the time they returned home to New Hampshire, they had experienced something that would change the way millions look at the universe.
Kathleen Martin, Betty's niece, joins Manson Mitchell on Saturday to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Betty and Barney Hill UFO abduction case.
That's Manson Mitchell, Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and the latest class updates.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made breeze guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits in your car's windows. BreezeGuard keeps your dog in the car with the windows open. It keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to BreezeGuard.net for complete product details and information on ordering BreezeGuards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out BreezeGuards now at the Redmond Saturday Market.
Karma specialist and founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin Alexis, is nurturing, powerful, and phenomenally gifted. Her books and personal one-on-one phone sessions can change your life forever. And now she's channeled the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Learn about this membership and how to get exclusive contact with her at her website, robinalexis.com. Robin invites you to register for her weekly newsletter and share your comments and experiences in her blog and forum with her and other community members at robinalexis.com. Robin uses her ability as a medical intuitive and a metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She is a medium and she can talk to your spirit guides and angels, and she's adept at doing all this over the phone and through the website at robinalexis.com. You can call her for a private session at 360-457-2993, and you can email her at robin@robinalexis.com.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World. I want to thank you for joining me here, and I hope you join me every Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Mount Shasta Mystic, Robin Alexis, is with me. And, Robin, thank you for being here. And, you know, we didn't get to do really a lot of our normal stuff, but, you know, I think it's okay.
Well, this is a project, really, that you and I have been collaborating on with other folks for quite a while. And I do need to share with you something, Martha. Mm-hmm. I know that even before you sold your last home that you moved from and before Jilpy passed away, we would see that when you moved to your new house, there was some affiliation with the firemen.
Oh, yeah.
And we can never figure that out. Well, all morning as you've been speaking, that fireman's gotten stronger and stronger and stronger in my third eye until finally he just said, please tell Martha I'm going to take my leave of her now. I've done my job.
Oh, wow.
And I did realize it is September 11th, so maybe there's something connected up with that. I don't know.
Well, that's, isn't that interesting? So maybe that's what we needed to bring all this through. And we'll talk more about, so I'm thinking that, you know, the rest, I don't know if we'll get to any animal stuff or not, but I do want to tell you about, you know, I'm just so in love with Ping and Pong, and I just can't tell you what it does for my heart to have them back in my life. And, oh, my God, you know, I'm hugging them, and I'm loving them, and I'm just telling them how much I miss them. I'm so glad they're back, and they're motoring and bumping and rubbing me and telling me how glad they are to be back. And you know what? I can't wait because I'm not letting them, I'm not reminding them about the Taj Mahal and the cat run. Now, Scooty knew about it because he got to live there, but Jilpy never did. He's been in cat runs, but not in this one because he was not in this house. I'm going to try to wait anyway. I've asked Sophie not to let them see her go in and out and not to allow them to go outside following her in the cat run until we get the okay from Dr. Bill, because we're going to have, you know, go to the vet on Tuesday to see him. We're going to check the vaccine schedule because, you know, they might need one more half dose of vaccine before they're good for life. And their little sniffles cleared up for sure. But I don't know how soon it's going to happen, but oh my gosh, when they discover that cat run and the big cedar stump and all the climbing, and oh my, it's just going to be unbelievable. So of course I will be sharing ping and pong stories now, I'm sure, for some time to come. I just can hardly wait. And I just have to thank Peg from Olympia. Peg, thank you so much, because this couldn't have happened without you. And I love your smartphone. I'm just not getting one. I'm just not getting one, but I love your smartphone. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, Robin, and thank you, Kim, and thank you, everybody. I love everybody. I am just so happy. It's incredible to have them back. And now, the other thing I want to share is that, you know, in terms of souls coming back, remember this is all a free will choice, and that I couldn't command this to happen or make it happen. And I certainly not all of the animal friends that I've had have come back to me. But as long as that's what they want too, then you can orchestrate all of this and help it to happen. You just need to be open and learn how to communicate. And there are plenty. Anyone can communicate on these levels. But even I, that communicate all the time, I still use Robin and Kim, you know, and Krista to clarify, to confirm, and all, just to be sure. And that's okay too. But, you know, it can happen for everyone. Like I said, my friend Krista calls it living in grace. I kind of call it divine guidance and I don't know, and synchronicity and all that other stuff. But boy, it is worth being connected on a spiritual level and opening up to this world of wonder, because I'll have to tell you, it all went down in 24 hours. And it was nothing short of magical. Absolutely magical in every way, shape, and form.
Well, we have someone who posted here, Martha, that you helped her recognize that she adopted a dog named Gretchen.
Oh,
and
Karen.
Her dog Bella Soul stepped in. And so,
yes,
you know, it's just so exciting that you're able to share this way to communicate with the souls of the animals and help other people have these types of experiences.
That was one, because you and Bob were in transit from Port Angeles to Mount Shasta and you weren't available. So Karen reached out to me through the Soul Spa and we were able, she had a beloved Rottweiler named Bella, who had passed a number of years ago, and I think she and her husband just weren't ready to, you know, have another one. It was so hard to let them go, and that's what I'm hoping in this story, folks, that you understand that it's never a betrayal to a past loved one, human or animal. They want us to be happy. Sometimes they come back, but even if they don't and it's a different soul, they want us to open our hearts.
Yes.
And keep loving. Karen had a friend at the animal shelter and would call her and tell her when Rottweilers that needed to be adopted came in, because they knew, you know, they loved. And so one came in and it really thought it was interested, and Karen sort of felt interested. So, you know, husband was going to go and all of this. And, it, you know, so she and I communicated about it, go see how it feels. And husband went. And he wasn't all that wild about this Rottweiler, but there was this Mastiff there named Gretchen, which was coincidentally a name of a previous dog of theirs, and he really bonded with that one, and then Karen was going to go check it out, but then I was able to get from Bella, their previous Rottweiler, that she was orchestrating all of this, and that they were called about the Rottweiler because that was to get them to the shelter to find Bella. And so now Karen is talking to both Bella and Gretchen. They've got Gretchen at home, and they're all happy little campers.
Well, and it's the same energy of love that you're speaking of and sharing, too. It's like, this is a time for us to open our hearts and to really move into the experience of love and let that be what is on the planet.
It's all about having an open heart. And Bella actually told me that to tell Karen that Gretchen was coming in to open their hearts. And Karen admitted it was time, you know. They'd been shut down for too long since losing their Bella.
Well, it certainly happens. Martha, I'm sorry. At the beginning of the show, you had mentioned some kind of one event that's
happening.
That's
what I was just going to say. Speaking of love, we want to make sure that you all know about this. It is a planned for the 10th anniversary of 9/11, which, of course, is today, One the Event. And the website, if you want to know about it, www.onetheevent.org. Now, this is an international event, so there are going to be thousands and thousands of souls on the planet focusing on love at this particular time. And it's going at our time here in the Pacific Northwest. And on the West Coast here, it will be at 3:46 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. At 3:46 p.m., now there's a big gathering at the Seattle Center, or you can go to a gathering at East West Bookshop, 6500 Roosevelt Way, Northeast. That's sponsored by New Spirit Journal and the Ananda Church, and Krista and Rhonda, co-publishers of New Spirit Journal, will be there. Freeman and Padma from the Ananda Church, will also be there. And there will be a little brief ceremony there for this global synchronized moment of love. And you don't have to go if you can't go there. I'm going to be home with my boys. But what I've decided what I'm going to do, Robin, starting at 3:30, I have a Yogi Swami CD tape that focuses on love, and it's music and chanting. And so I'm going to play my Yogananda Swami chant tape on love. And so me and G-Man, Sophie, Ping and Pong, we're going to be singing and chanting love. And then at 3:46, we will tune in to the synchronized event. And the organizers say, quote, culminating in a global synchronized moment of love, we will harness our collective intention to shift to love-based collaborative solutions that will end the age of fear and isolation. Together, we will harness our collective intention to shift to love-based collaborative solutions that will end the age of fear and isolation. So, join in with your love, 3:46 this afternoon. And I assume you and Bob are going to join in on this, right, Robin?
We are going to hike up to Panther Meadows on Mount Shasta. I would imagine there'll be quite a few other folks up there and join in.
Now, let's check in to be sure before we run out of time. You offered a very hot deal on one-on-one readings, and when we started the hour, you had one left. Do you have any more left?
Believe it or not, we still do. Yes, we need someone to call and
so
take advantage.
So Robin still has a special on a one-on-one reading. It's an hour. She tapes it. You do it over the phone. Ordinarily, to general public, her one-on-one readings are $395. To Soul Spa members, they're $195. So even Soul Spa members, you can get a hot deal. $159, is that the deal today?
That's today, yes.
One only, and if you are interested, I want you to tell them how to get a hold of you, Robin.
Call right now, 310-691-6357. That's 310-691-6357, or email me at robin@robinalexis.com, and Bob will take your information. He has had some people email, but then they don't leave their phone number, so he hasn't been able to close the interaction, and that's what's going on. We need people to be succinct and give us the information so that we can give this last one away at $159.
Okay, so if you emailed and you didn't include your phone number so Bob can get on the phone and confirm with you, you don't have a reading. So you better email them, robin@robinalexis.com, with your phone number. Is that the deal?
Okay. Yes.
Now, and I want to, before we run out of time, I want to make sure and let everybody know what's happening next week, because this show has been divinely orchestrated as well. In all of my work on Animal World, I have always chosen to focus only on local shelters, rescues, and sanctuaries, because I've always felt it's important to we keep our eyes on our own plate and kind of help, you know, what's going on locally before we branch out all over. However, since I have been involved with the Ananda Church and I am doing my Kriya Yoga training and have now become a devotee, and I have a guru, never thought I'd have a guru, but I have a guru, Paramhansa Yogananda, and all of a sudden I'm contacted by Eileen Weintraub and her organization that she created and founded, Help Animals India. And all the synchronicity stuff started happening. And then, you know, Yogananda said, well, that's our home country. And we want you to help the animals there. So that's what I'm doing. And next week, the whole show is Eileen. She's coming into the studio because she's local here. The group that she is president of and founder of is Help Animals India. And it all started when she traveled to India. We will hear in depth about her trips to India and what she saw with the animals, what she learned about the animals there, and why she was compelled to found this organization. And then we will talk in depth about the different animal service groups and support groups in India that she supports through her organization. So I hope you will join us next week to hear about the animals in India. And, you know, it may be painful. You know, the truth can be painful, but we'll find out how we can help. Because Yogananda is saying we need to help the animals in India. So by golly, that's what we're going to do. So I hope, Robin, that you send lots of energy to us and...
Oh, you've got it. I just posted the website and told people on my site and on Facebook and on Twitter what you're doing next week. So
yeah, I'm
good.
Excited because you got a real happy elephant sitting on you a little while ago telling you that Eileen's work is really important.
Well, and it's kind of comical to me because throughout the show I've been getting different images and I kept seeing the elephant again, not knowing that
you'll be doing that
next week. And believe it or not, you seem to have Michael Jackson in the studio with you today, and I'm not sure what that's all about, but do you feel that energy at all, Martha?
Well, I didn't until now, but what I'm getting right away is because Spirit speaks to me through music, and I've always loved his music. I love his music.
And he's all about love.
And
sure.
He's very connected to Karen and Bella and Gretchen.
Oh, there it is. Uh-huh. There it is. Uh-huh. You're right.
Yeah, he's saying, I'm connected to Karen. Because he does talk to Karen all the time. So.
Oh, my gosh. The hair on my arms is standing up.
Yeah. And I I've always particularly felt he was an incredibly gifted and sensitive soul and was not treated kindly in this the last lifetime he was here. I feel a particular connection to him, and I love music. I love music, and I love Spirit, and Spirit speaks to me through music. But
it kind of reminds me of Mary Magdalene. You know, she was really given a bad deal, and then in the 60s they found, you know, the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, and then the Catholic Church made her into a saint.
Mm.
And you know, Michael was trashed, and you know, how could he defend himself? Maybe something will come out in the future that will really clear his name.
I hope so. I hope
Me
so.
Too.
Because he didn't deserve the way he was treated and what so many people still believe to be true about him. A very gifted, very gifted, very, very sensitive soul. And
yeah.
I, for one, love him. Never met him, except in spirit. And I love the music. So that's that. So let's see. Well, we don't have a lot of time left. Anything coming through from the animals, Robin, or that you want to bring through before we...
Well, what I've been hearing is someone who's listening to the show wants to know where you get your raw food for the cats you were talking about that gets shipped to their homes.
Well, it's delivered. You have to be in the delivery, but they probably can ship it too. But Natural Pet Pantry, and I believe their website is naturalpetpantry.com. They have a little store in Burien, Washington. but natural, and you can get their raw food at many quality pet stores in the area around here that have freezers and carry raw food. But it's naturalpetpantry.com, and that is the raw food that I feed my cats.
Okay, yeah, I just popped up the website, and I will post that link on my website, too, so that...
Now, there's another raw food company that also delivers, and that's Darwin's.
How do you spell that? D-A-R-W-I-N-S?
Yeah, apostrophe S. Darwin's raw food. And I'm not positive of, but I used their food for dogs, you know, when I had Annie. So Darwin's also, and Darwin's and Natural Pet Pantry kind of formulated together and all of that, so they have similar, really, now that's, and there are other great raw food companies, but they're the only two of that I know in our area that delivers for free. And that's what I like, because, and it's packaged really well, nice flat plastic that stacks nice in your freezer, and somehow, you know, a lot of times you get raw food grinds and you go to open the package and it all sticks to the, you know, the bag, and you can't get it out. Theirs just slips right out.
I can feel people ordering that stuff right now from what you just
said. Well, and when you do that, be sure and tell them that you heard about them on Animal World, and they need to be advertising to keep us on the air. but Natural Pet Pantry and Darwin's, they both have excellent raw foods and a lot of different options. I use the turkey, and but they make venison, they make chicken. I think Darwin's makes buffalo and maybe some others as well. But they're really, really, really good formulas. And I have to tell you that Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks, a.k.a. Mohakabee, has been on raw food since she moved in with me. And, oh, my gosh, she has the most plush velvet coat, and it actually sparkles and shines. It's that healthy. Oh, it's just phenomenal.
Now, the Darwin's website's not popping up correctly for me here, so I can't post it. Is it D-A-R-W-I-N-S?
Yes.
And is it .com?
I don't know.
Okay.
It might be darwinspetfood.com, or it could
Let
be darwinsrawfood.com.
Okay. I'll keep poking around. I would Google
Darwin's raw food.
Okay.
And I bet it will come up.
Yeah. I'll spend some time doing that, cuz I'm not getting it quickly here, so we'll fix it.
Darwinspet.com?
Darwinspet.com? Gary's got it.
Okay, let me...
Darwinspet.com.
Okay.
Darwin's Natural Pet Products?
Darwin's Natural Pet Products?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
We're really getting a big hit here from your listeners that those two companies really ought to consider advertising on your show. I'm getting some major activity
here. Well, both
here.
Have advertised before. But are not currently advertising. They really need to come back.
Yeah, I'm feeling it strong here.
Yep. And my boys, Ping and Pong, you won't believe it. They are pigging like crazy. I'm going to have to up my order of raw food from Natural Pet Pantry.
and again, what was that? Darwin's what?
What did you say? Darwin's pet? What was it, Gary? Darwin'sPet.com.
Okay. Fantastic.
Huh? That's what comes up for him. Now, I'm not positive that's the right website, so check it. Is it? Is it local?
There it is. Beautiful website.
Yeah, darwinspet.com. Yeah.
And you can follow them on Facebook and Twitter, too, so we'll have to do that.
Cool. Very good. So, you know, next week is Help Animals India. Eileen Weintraub will be in the studio with me. I'm real excited about that. I'm sure the Masters will be here, too. However, it's going to be very down-to-earth and practical. Then, Robin, as far as I know, you'll be available the second week of October. Holy mackerel.
Yes,
time
I'm
is
really
flying.
Looking forward to that. We'll have to find out how the boys are doing then.
Yep, and then remember that we're live broadcast from Jones & Company Pets on October 2nd. So mark your calendar so you can come on up. And look forward to Ping and Pong stories from now on. I'll have Ping and Pong updates. And if you get tired of hearing about it, you'll have to let me know. But I am so in love. I am just so, so, so in love.
Well, and if anyone finds our Omen reincarnated, we're certainly looking for him.
You know, I was rethinking, you might want to ask him to come back in a ruddy Abyssinian body, because I think she has some in the oven, my breeder.
Well, you know, he's still showing me,
showed
me a gray cat, but then he switched back again to what he's been showing me before, which is a female tux, who's mainly black with white around the eyes, and it looks like his tail's been dipped in white paint.
Oh, okay.
Well,
we'll
look
for him.
Told me.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Okay,
so, Robin, Bob, thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Gary, thank you. As always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And 3:46 this afternoon, love, love, love. And I'll talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal.